哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, peace be to our brothers and sisters this evening.
很感谢神，我们又能够坐在这边一起来敬拜神。
Praise the Lord, we're able to gather here to worship Him together.
昨天我收到一个信息。
Yesterday I received a message.
那就是我在福建有一个工人，就是我不久以前才跟他们一起在学习啊。
And in Fujian, China, there's a worker, whom I not long ago have studied with them.
是一个传道啊。
He is a minister.
当然比我很年轻就是。
And he is younger than me.
现在已经过世了。
And he had, I just learned that he passed away.
因为对认识的人，并且一起工作过的人，所以你有特别的感觉。
And I have a special, it's very special to me because this is a person whom I have worked with before and spent a lot of time with.
当然他走完了人生，神给他要走的路。
Of course, he had finished the journey that God had, had wanted him to finish.
有时候坐在书桌上，有时候我会眼睛闭起来想想。
Sometimes when I'm sitting at my desk, I would close my eyes and meditate.
就是说，现在是我人生的最后一天了。
And to tell myself, this is the last day of my life.
最后一个小时啊。
The last hour of my life.
最后一分钟。
The last minute of my life.
最后要讲哪一句话？
What are my final words?
仔细考虑一下。
So I often ponder about this.
那世界每个人都会走的一条路。
Everyone in this world has to walk their path.
除非你是以利亚或是以诺。
Unless you are Elijah or Enoch.
那这个世界应该很少的人，很少有这样的人。
There are very few people like them in the world.
那我们也想在新约里面还没有遇到过这样的人。
We have not yet met such a person in the New Testament.
那每一个人都要走这条路。
Everyone has to walk through this journey.
就是必走的路。
This is the road that we must walk on.
我们来看一下圣经哈。
Let's look at the Bible.
我们先看耶稣雅记第二十三章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 23.
耶稣雅记二十三章。
Joshua 23.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我们念一句就好。这边耶稣讲说：“我现在要走世人必走的路。”
Here it says, "Behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth."
我们再来看列王记上。
Let's also turn to First Kings.
第二章。
First Kings chapter 2.
第一节、第二节哈。
First Kings 2 verses 1 and 2.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
列王记上二章二节。
It's like 1 Kings 2 verse 2.
我现在要走世人必走的路。
I go the way of all the earth.
他们两个讲一样的话。
They spoke the same words here.
他们要走什么路？
What's a kind of way was this?
因为二章一节说大卫的死期临近了。
In chapter 2 verse 1 it says the days of David drew near.
那耶稣雅记是记载耶稣雅老了。
And in Joshua, it records when Joshua was of old age.
那二十四章的第二十九节。
In Joshua 24 verse 29.
这边记载说他就死了。
It records that he, the servant of the Lord Joshua died.
所谓的世人一定要走的这条路就是死亡。
So the way of all the earth is that leading that of death.
一定要走。
So we must walk it.
我们每个人在座的，我们都被生下来了。
All of us sitting here presently have all been born.
你没有选择，一定要走。
You have no choice but to go on this way.
走这条路。
Must go on this way.
所以圣经在希伯来书九章十一节这么记载。
In the Bible, Hebrews 9 verse 11, it records.
希伯来书九章二十七节说：“按着定命，人人都有一死。”
Hebrews 9 verse 27 is that it says that as it is appointed for men to die once.
就是 英文蛮有意思的，就是你被指定的了，不 是, 选不是你选的，你没有什么选择，你被 appointed、yeah. 你被指定你就要死。
And in English version it's,、it uses the word、the term appointed, meaning that you have no choice.
也就是说你被生出来了，
meaning that once we are born,
千真万确你一定要死。
Then for sure we are going to die.
你回不去了，
we cannot、turn back.
唯一条路就是继续走，走到死。
And the only、way to go is to、go of all、go the way of all the earth.
所以比较悲观的人说你生出来其实就是向坟墓走。
And so for those who are,、are pessimists, they say that、once you are born, you're walking towards your grave.
这件事情所罗门也考虑过。
Solomon has also、pondered such a thing.
智慧的王，
the most、wise king.
他走过人生之后，
after he had、walked the way,
他记录了他一生的路程。
He records the journey of his life.
我们来看传道书都很熟悉的。
And let's read a verse that we're very familiar with in the book of Ecclesiastes.
他想了很多。
He has、thought of much.
他先从自然的一个循环开始。
He starts from observing the natural world.
无穷尽的循环。
It's a natural world that、is constant.
太阳出又下，雨降又回。
The sun、rises and it sets. The rain、comes and、and goes.、
他看到这样是虚空的。
But he sees all this as vanity.
第二章我们知道，一开始他就开始在人间开始很有作为了。
And we see that in chapter 2 he has done、many things in his life.、
他想想要做什么事情了。
And he was thinking of all the works that he had done.
如果你从第四节看，你就可以晓得他动哦，盖大房子。
And from verse 4 we see that、he built great houses.
造园艺。
And he planted vineyards.
并且
gardens.
他也很有艺术细胞。
And he was also、an artist.
文学或是音乐他都来。
And、he was a scholarly person as well as a musician.
他讲了最有名的一句话。
The most famous words he spoke.
第十节哈。
Verse 10.
还我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的。
Whenever my eyes, whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them.
这是不是每个人都可以做到的
？This is not something that everyone can achieve.
那个不知道这里有没有？德国常常那个冬天一过，到现在哈，都有一个冬季大拍卖，就是要把它清出去。那很便宜的，有时候只是十分之一啊。
So in Germany,、after the winter season passes, they often have、big clearances、where things are marked、up to 90% off.
那在这个时候，大部分晚上逛街人很多。德国晚上都那个商店都关起来，那你去看橱窗看看，哦，这个我喜欢，等了一年了，那现在就要赶快买起来。啊，买起来到明年再来穿，因为冬天快过了嘛。
And so many people would、go shopping during this period to find the winter、clothes that they want to wear for next year since it's at such a bargain price.
要等很久啊。
They had to wait a very long time.
很少一个人说我眼看、哎、要就可以拿到。
There's very few people that can say, I like this and I will buy it.、
所以我们可以这样子。
But Solomon、did so.
他心所乐的我没有禁止不享受的。
He says, I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure.、
但是他这么享受
He、enjoyed so much
我们来看一下、哦、第十四节
Let's、continue to verse 14
十四节看他看到一件事
Verse 14 he、saw、something
智慧人还有愚昧人他我却看明有一件事
He says he has perceived something which is the wise man's eyes are in his head、he has perceived of the wise and the foolish、
智慧聪明两这两个人两等人一定会遇到的。
And、people will encounter foolish and wise people.
他一看到这是什么死亡，聪明人会死，笨的人会死啊。
So the wise will die and the foolish will also die.
他看完之后一个结论。
And after this, he made this、perception. He made a conclusion.
他从内心生出了恨。
He said in his heart,
我们看十七节
Verse 17,、there was a hatred that、abounded in his heart.
我所以恨恶生命
He says, therefore I hated life.
恨生出来
He hated.
双重的恨
And this was the double kind of hate.
第十七节说, 所以我恨恶生命。
He says in verse 17, therefore I hated life.
十八节,
verse 18,
我恨恶一切的劳碌。
And I hated all my labor.
实在是不想活了。
And he did not want, wish to live anymore.
所有的工作都是
Because there was everything that he did was meaningless.
你碰到了死，还这些还有什么意义呢？
When you face death, these things mean nothing to you.
二十节,
verse 20.
最后做一个结论。
He made a conclusion.
故此，我转想我在日光之下所劳碌的一切工作，心便绝望。
He says, therefore, I turned my heart and despaired of all the labor in which I had toiled under the sun.
生命没有什么意义啊。
There's no meaning in life.
劳碌有什么？ 成效呢?
So what is the result or the effect of toiling?
你在世上所有劳碌到最后一死,
you labor so much in this world, but once you die, you leave everything behind.
你手不放,死不了。
And if you do not let it go, you cannot die without letting it go.
死了,一切都空了。
So once you die, all is vain.
有智慧的人会想死,想死这件事情呢。
Wise people with great wisdom will often contemplate death.
最有智慧的扫罗门想到一件事都会遇到，这件事就是死亡。
And the wisest man, Solomon, contemplated something that every person will encounter, and that is death.
他一想这个就恨。
And once he considered this, hatred came. out of him.
恨生命,
he hated his life.
恨劳碌,
he hated his labor.
绝望了,
and he was in despair.
但是一般的世界的人很怕讲死啊。
Many people in the world, they shy away from talking about death.
这个我们都很知道,很禁忌,很不喜欢讲这个,并且也不敢讲。
Something that's not often talked about, sort of taboo to talk about death.
我有很多的机会去老人院了。
I have many. I have gone to the care center. The care center for the elderly many times.
都是住得很老很老的人。
And so they have a very old or senior citizens living there.
在德国哈，他们如果冬天有时候出太阳。 外面如果有一点太阳，他们都会到外面来坐。
And in Germany, when the sun is out, they would often go outside to enjoy the sunshine.
老人老了，有时候没有什么话讲，默默的坐在那里。
When people get old, sometimes they have very few words to say to each other.
每个社会都有他们的次序哈，老的就好位置，一定是坐在那里。
And every society has their order. The most senior or the eldest would have their place to sit.
那个位置如果空了一天，啊，就晓得他已经走了。
And if that place was empty for even one day, then they would realize that that person had probably passed away.
当然他们不会说他死了，他说啊，他走了。
But they wouldn't say that he or she died, but rather he or she passed away.
那第二老的就补上去嘛。
And then the next oldest would take his or her spot.
所以他们有他们的秩序的一个一个补上去。
And so they have their order in this way.
他们能够讲什么？
What can they talk to each other about?
他们会讲过去的。
They often reflect and reminisce the past.
他们会有的会讲二次大战被抓啦，或是怎么样的。
Some would share stories about World War II and how they were held captive.
就是他们也在等啊。
So they are all awaiting.
等一个他们要走的，世人一定会走的路。
They are waiting to go on the way of all the earth.
我们刚刚有念到两个人。
Earlier we learned about two people.
第一个就是约那个约书亚。
And first is Joshua.
约书亚他很勇敢呢。
And Joshua was very courageous.
我们看回来约书亚记第23章。
Let's turn back to Joshua 23.
约书亚记23章从第一节以下我们可以看得到。
From chapter 23 verse 1, we can see.
在这里第一节说神使以色列人安静。
Verse 1, it says, the Lord had given rest to Israel.
不以示威的一切仇敌征战已经多日。
for a long time, all the given rest to Israel from all their enemies round about.
那约书亚年纪老迈。
It also records Joshua was old, advanced in age.
那第二节，约书亚就把以色列的众人的长老、族长、审判官并官长都召来了，对他们说。
In verse 2, Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, their heads, and their judges, and their officers, and said to them.
他说：“我已经年纪老迈了。”
He says, "I'm old, advanced in age."
他就开始讲他要讲的话。
He began to speak the words that he was to say.
讲完之后。
And after he has spoken,
十四节我们看到他说：“我现在要走世人必走的路。”
Verse 14, we see he finishes by saying, "Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth."
走世人必走的路是我，不是别人。
He says, "I am going the way of all the earth, and not anyone else."
不是将来，而是现在。
And not in the future, but in the present.
如果你闭着眼睛，你想说我现在就要走了。
If you close your eyes and think that you are going the way of all the earth,
有两种不一样的反应哦。
You may have two different reactions.
如果你现在你被人家欺负得很生气，
if you are bullied and picked on and to a point where you're very angry inside,
你可能最后一句话是要跟他说会跟那个欺负你的说，我死也不瞑目，要看你被车子撞。
And then you may,
一般人是这样子吗？
Most people would curse the person that was tormenting them before they die, and says that, saying that they would not close their eyes upon death until that person has been punished in some way.
意思说他死不瞑目了，死的眼睛要睁大大的看你被车子撞了。
Meaning that even after they die, their eyes would still be open to watch that other person get hit by a car or punished.
另一种呢？你想说我都要死了。
And so you may think that, well, you're already at the point of death.
我要见神啊。
And we are actually, we should be waiting to see God.
难道我还要咒诅他吗？
Why then should I curse that person?
这时候，如果你真的最后一句话，你会真的，你说，你会学主也是说，主啊，原谅他吧。
And if this was truly their last moment on earth, you can learn from the Lord Jesus and say, Lord, forgive them.
因为你是最后一句话了。
Because that is your final words to utter on this earth.
你一把他咒诅完，你怎么见耶稣啊？
So if you were to curse that person, after you die, how would you face Lord Jesus?
虽然有时候你也不是很甘愿，但是就说送个人情嘛，因为马上见耶稣，就最后一句话嘛，主啊，原谅他。
And also you may not be very willing, but yet you are awaiting to see Jesus, so in the end, just ask the Lord to forgive the person who has transgressed against you.
我们看约书亚跟那个大卫。
If we were to look at Joshua and David,
他们这两个人是历史人物啊。
They are great characters in history.
并且这个历史人物是神让他们完成神的历史的人物。
And these two great historical figures were arranged by God to complete God's work.
这个呢，在旧约里面哦。
In the Old Testament.
神要做什么？
What did God want to do?
我们现在想神造人啊。
Let's think back now on the creation of the human being.
人在乐园里面，神给人的功课是什么？
What was the task that God gave a man in the garden?
神造人之后，祝福他们，跟他们说什么？
After God had created man and he blessed them,
很熟悉的就是一章二十八节创世纪。
And he said to them in very famous words in verse chapter 1 verse 28.
神照着他的样子形象造人。
God created a man in his image.
说接下来就是祝福给他们，给他们祝福。
Following that, he blessed them.
然后呢，对他们说。
And said to them,
要生养众多，遍满地面这里这地，也要管理一切的。
Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over everything.
不要忘记哦，这是在乐园里面的给的，不是出了乐园之后的。
And don't forget that this was a blessing that was spoken while they were in the garden and not after they had been cast out.
当然我们在教会里面讲了，出去不用讲了。
Of course, we say this in the church, but when we go out, we don't need to say this.
在乐园里面的人才有资格生小孩啊。
Only the people in the garden.Have the are qualify to to have kids.
因为这是神的祝福。
Because this is God's blessing.
用现在来讲的话，正耶稣教的信徒才有资格生小孩，其他他们生出来都是死小孩啊。
And so in today's terms, that is to say that only believers in the true Jesus Church qualify to give birth to children. The other children are born of death.
好，是真的哦。外面的人生的，你就是生，你生下的孩子以后当总统，当什么诺贝尔奖，当什么，当贝多芬，还有当莎士比亚，都是什么死孩子一个。
People,
就他们死了。
The unbelievers, no matter how accomplished their children become in this world, whether they're the president or a great musician, or artist or athlete, in the end, they amount to nothing.
好了，那我们现在看创世纪第十。
And so now let's turn, look at Genesis chapter 12.
人类败坏之后,
After the fall of man,
神拣选了一个人,
God chose one man,
要让他成为一个主,
so for him to become one Lord.
好, 那个亚,神叫亚伯拉罕,出来。
God called Abraham out.
第一节是一个断根性的，把他以前完全隔断了。
And this is to completely separate himself from his past.
本地本族父家。
From his from his land and from his house.
他的土地、他的血缘、他生活的环境，全部把他 cut 掉。
He had be cut off from where he lived, his own family and blood.
唯一的做什么
？Only to do what？
第二节。
Verse 2.
神说我必叫你成为大国。
God says, I will make you a great nation.
亚伯拉罕的祝福就是大国。
Abraham's blessing was that of a great nation.
唯一的。
The only.
当然大国要有土地，要有子孙，这是另外的了哈，这是附加的。
A great nation would need to have a great land and many descendants.
所以神要亚伯拉罕成为大国。
God bless Abraham to be a great nation.
大国一定有两个要素嘛。
There are two criteria for a great nation.
小孩子很喜欢带个那个那个纸哈，那个譬如说一个盒子哈，他拿着扫把啊，披着那个毛巾大毛巾，说我是国王啊，他一个人啊在床上。
A lot of kids would like to play by dressing themselves up as a king and declaring themselves a king and jumping around on their bed.
小孩大多有多多玩这个。
And the kids love to play this kind of.
我们看十五章创世纪。
Let's look at Genesis 15.
我们看十五章十八节。
Genesis 15 verse 18.
神跟亚伯拉罕立约。
God established a covenant with Abraham.
当然在这之前立约是叫他子孙好像天星天上星星地上的沙这么多，这是人啊。
Was that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sands on the seashore.
那土地呢？
And what about his land?
神说我赐给你的后裔从哪里呢？从埃及河直到伯拉大河之地。
And God says to your descendants, I have given this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates.
这个很大哦。
This is a great piece of land.
从埃及小河一直到伊拉克哦。
From the river,
这伯拉大就是伊拉克。
From the river of Egypt to the river Euphrates, or present day Iraq.
英文就是幼发拉底嘛 ，Euphrates. Euphrates 就是你们，哎，不是说你们美国了，美国有打。伊拉克有打去那里，布希不是打过吗
？And the Americans have once attacked Iraq.
很远哦。
It's
所以神应许亚伯拉罕的地是从埃及小河到伯拉大河，不要忘记。
So the land that God had promised Abraham was from the river in Egypt to the river Euphrates.
不要误会说是迦南地哦。
Now, let us not have a misconception that this was talking about the land of Canaan.
这是误会啊，你误会了。
This is a misunderstanding.
迦南地是应许地的一小部分。
The land of Canaan was only a small portion of that promised land.
如果应许地有这么大
If the promised land was this big,
那个迦南地这样子,
then the land of Canaan would be only that small portion.
我曾经叫德国的他们的中级班的学生做这个功课。
Once I asked the J2 class in Germany, in the German church, to do this homework assignment.
他用不一样的角度来看，如果最大的角度哈来看，应许地只有迦南地只有应许地的差不多1%而已啊。
And they use the different they analyzed what the land was like, and they found that the land of Canaan was only about 1/100 of the entire promised land.
那把这个缩小一下，叫做1/8，因为它可以怎么讲？可以从很大的，也可以从很小的。但是至少你如果你看地图的话，应许地比迦南地大很多很多。
So depending on which perspective you look at, in other perspectives, it could be 1/8 of the entire promised land. But in any way you look at it, the promised land is much, much greater than the land of Canaan.
神的应许绝对不会落空的。
God's promises will not fall short.
所以在旧约里面，谁带领他们进入迦南地？
In the Old Testament, who brought the Israelites into the land of Canaan?
约书亚。
It was Joshua.
但是约书亚所到的是应许地的一小部分。
But Joshua only led them, the place that he led them to was only a small portion of that entire promised land.
那也是开始。
And it was also the beginning.
自从创世纪十五章之后
from Genesis 15 and on,
就是神应许地向亚伯兰宣告之后
after God had declared his covenant with Abraham and the promised land,
神不断的重复在讲我给你们的应许地是怎么样的地。
God continued to remind them of what kind of land he was to give them.
你看出埃及哈，他们刚出埃及不久啊，现在还在西乃山23章。
If we look at Exodus 23, shortly after the Exodus from Egypt,
他们来到了西乃山，才经过一年多。
And they've only they came to Mount Sinai and only had only left for about a year or so.
神在这里颁布律法。
And God here established His laws.
第23章31节。
In chapter 23, verse 31.
好，请你31节。
Verse 31. And I will set your bounds from the Red Sea to the Sea, Philistia, and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you.
神定的那个境界。
So God had established the boundaries here.
从旷野到大河，这个在那当时呢，这个河就是那个幼发拉底河，就是伯拉大河。
From the desert to the great river or the river Euphrates.
对，我们再继续来看哈。
And let us continue studying.
看生命记。
Let's look in the book of Deuteronomy.
第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
这个时候，他们已经又经过快40年，来到那个迦南地的对面了。
About 40 years had elapsed, and they were at the other side of the land of Canaan.
一章七节。
And chapter 1, verse 7.Verse 7, turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains, and in the lowland, in the south and on the seacoast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates.
你看，神一直重复，一直一定这个应许地到哪里？到幼发拉底河了，到伊拉克了。
So God continued to re-emphasize his promise of the land that stretching to the river Euphrates or modern day Iraq.
生命记第十一章
Deuteronomy chapter 11,
24节
verse 24. Verse 24, every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea, shall be your territory.
还是神强调，一直要到那个幼发拉底河。
Again, the Lord emphasized that they were to their land were to stretch to River Euphrates.
好了，现在摩西离世了。
And so after Moses had passed away,
耶稣亚开始要带了，看耶稣亚记第一章。
And Joshua took up the leadership role. And let's look at Joshua chapter 1.
神的仆人摩西死了。
The servant of God Moses had died.
现在神吩咐约书亚。
And now the Lord instructed Joshua.
一样的，神的计划不会改变的。一章四节。
God's plan did not change. Let us look at verse 4. Verse 4, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory.
神一直在重复应许第四道波拉大河波拉大河波拉大河你看我们念了多少次
God continued to emphasize river Euphrates, river Euphrates, and river Euphrates.
完成这件事情就是这两个人。
And the only these two men had accomplished this promise.
约书亚带他们经过了约旦河。
Joshua led the Israelites through the Jordan River.
进到牛奶与蜜的迦南地。
To the land flowing with milk and honey, the land of Canaan.
大卫呢
？How about David?
带着整个的国家。
He led,
进到那个伯拉大河。
He led the entire nation, to the river Euphrates.
我们看撒母记下第八章第四节。
Let's look at Second Samuel chapter 8, verse 4.
这是记载大卫的征战。
Second Samuel chapter 8, verse 4 records David's battle.
八章。看三节了。
Chapter 8, verse 3. David also defeated Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, as he went to recover his territory at the river Euphrates.
Okay. 这一仗打胜了。
And so he was victorious in this war.
所以他的国界就达到幼发拉底河。
And so his nation or his empire stretched to the river Euphrates.
所以才有所谓的大卫的王国。
And so that is how the nation or the kingdom of David was came about.
所罗门没有打过仗啊。
Solomon had never gone into battle.
他是做和平的君，和平的王。
He was a prince of peace, a king of peace.
所以他所统治的就是他爸爸打下来的。
And so all that he had.Dominion over was that which was fought for from his father.
我们看列王记上。
Let's also read First Kings.
第四章二十一节。
First Kings 4 verse 21.
所罗门在这个时候，他所代表的就是一个和平的君，和平的王。
So Solomon had represented a king of peace and a king of harmony.
他整个旧约神应许的。那个在这里得到了成全。
And so all that God had promised in the Old Testament up to this point was fulfilled.
四章二十节。
First Kings 4 verse 20. Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and rejoicing.
这个是好的。
This was good.
然后呢二十一节。
And then 21, so Solomon reigned over all kingdoms from the river to the land of the Philistines.As far as the border of Egypt.
你看，就像神应许亚伯拉罕的，从埃及直到埃及小河，直到这个伯拉大河。
Just as the Lord had promised Abraham from the river in Egypt to the great river Euphrates.
二十四节。
Verse 24, for he had dominion over all the region on this side of the river from Tibshah even to Gaza, namely over all the kings on this side of the river.
这个河在当时的话就是伯拉大河的代称啊。
And this river was the Euphrates River.
所以谁把这个神应许的这个大国给完成了、
啊、？And so who had accomplished this as promised nation?
最后就是大卫。
In the end, it was King David.
所以大卫是旧约的一个预表。
So David he symbolizes the Old Testament.
神的国度的完成。
It was the fulfillment of God's kingdom.
所以到新约呢，主耶稣是坐在大卫的王位上。
And in the New Testament, Jesus sat on the throne of David.
为什么？
Why?
因为大卫完成了神的国度，在旧约。
Because David had completed this kingdom for God.
哎，这只是一个影子啊。
And so this was only a foreshadowing.
哎，那到新约呢，主耶稣要把它成全。
And in the New Testament, Lord Jesus was to accomplish all of it.
所以这两个人很刚好，他们两个人讲一样的话。
And so these two people spoke the same words.
我现在要走世人必走的路。
I am to go the way of all the earth.
因为他们已经完成神给他们要做的工作。
Because they have completed the work that entrusted them by God.
我们每个人，神一定有给我们要做的工作。
And each of us have a work that's a duty and a work to do for God.
一定有。
We must have them.
有时候你看到一个妈妈在养小孩。
Sometimes we may observe a mother taking care of her children.
她的工作是养小孩。
And her job is to raise her kids.
这个很神圣啊。
This is very honorable.
这是在那个乐园里面的首要的工作。
This is the most important job in the garden.
要把她在主里养大。
Which is to raise up the children in the Lord.
外面世界很多人在养小孩啊。
There's many people in this world that are also raising kids.
是不一样的。
But it's something that's different.
他们要让他们成为有名的人，有怎么讲，社会有用的人，或是怎么有钱的人，有地位的人。
They want to raise their kids to become someone famous, someone with great position and wealth.
一般所讲的就是那个什么。立功立德立言、啊、就是你有功有功劳你讲的话写的东西直到永远、
And so they want to establish some kind of a legacy for themselves.
那你很有名啊。
So that all the words that they say and their fame can spread throughout the world.
如果他没有神的话。
And if they do not have God,
事实上那个耶利米书说他们的名字就写在地上。
And as in the book of Jeremiah says that their names, their words will be written on the earth.
他们的名字啊。
Their names will be written on the earth.
世界很多很有名的人啊。
There's many famous and well-known people in this world.
只要有人类，只要文学，莎士比亚应该不会就是从这个名单退下来，应该不会。
As long as there's humanity still has a literature,Shakespeare's name will not be blotted out.
但是这个世界过去了。
But when the world passes,
到天国如果还要需要读莎士比亚，那我啦，至少我就太可怜了。我不去那个要读莎士比亚的天国。我求主耶稣让一个没有莎士比亚的天国，因为在世上文学不好啊，读到都头痛了，还要去天国还要读这个。
And if we were had the chance to enter into heaven and there was stillShakespeare literature for us to read, then I would prefer somewhere different, another heaven without Shakespeare in literature.
我们只要把你的孩子养大。
As long as we raise our kids in a godly way,
在主里
in the Lord,
你养一个就赚了一个世界。
If you raise one up well in the Lord, then you have earned an entire world.
你养两个就赚了两个世界。
And if you have raised two up,In that way, you will have earned two worlds.
最近那个美国很有名的那个什么 Stephen Jobs 走了嘛哈。我们客气点了，他走了。
And a few months ago, the American the CEO of a major company, Steve Jobs, passed away.
他留很多钱了。
And he left behind a great wealth.
对不对？有人说啊，如果他是如果你是他的爸爸，你哇，好厉害、啊、
！If you were Steve Jobs' father, you would be feel very proud.
对，他有没有赚到全世界
？But did he gain the whole world?
他赚很多钱，我看他美国的十分之一都好像应该赚不到吧
？He made so much money, but yet he doesn't.
应该他洛杉矶买不下来吧
？He is probably not even the richest person in LA.
我是对这个数字，洛杉矶可以买下吗？他的钱呢、啊？听说好像是八十亿还是八百亿哦。
His wealth was estimated.
买得下吗
？8 billion. Could he even purchase the city of Los Angeles?
说不定那个 Cerritos 就买不下来哦。
Perhaps he couldn't even.
他的钱呢
？Could not even buy him the city of Cerritos.
以前不是 Bill Gates 最有钱吗？现在我不知道了哈。
In the past, Bill Gates was the richest man in the world.
他买得下洛杉矶吗？
Did he have enough wealth to buy the city of LA?
你们当中很会算的人，算算看看可以买得下买不下，我是不知道了。
Those of you who are good with numbers, perhaps you can try to figure out and estimate if that was if that's possible.
你只要养一个族内的小孩。你就比他赚的更多了。
If you were to raise up a child well in the Lord, you will have earned a greater wealth than all these people.
我们常讲说啊，这个妈妈好可惜哦 ，PhD 没有去工作，好，你能够赚的像别给那么多吗
？We often say, oh, it's such a it's such
啊，看小孩。
It's such a shame that this mother who has a PhD, is relegated to being a housewife.
她养了一个。主内的小孩啊
but she has raised up her child well in the Lord.
比赚世界，我们不是讲吗？你赚了全世界，赔了生命有什么用？你赚了一个生命啊，你培养一个生命啊。
And we often say that though you gain the world but lose your life, what benefit is that to you?
我的意思是说，用这个很小，我们以为很小的工作，其实这就是你人生的目的了。
What I'm trying to say that even though this seems like a very, very mundane kind of task, it is actually the greatest purpose that we have in this earth.
如果你养一个世界名人,
if you were to raise up a world famous person,
他不信神,
but he or she did not believe in God,
并且对神不利啊，就是不但不信神，还反过来骂神啊。
And not only did they not believe in God, but rather rebuke or curse God.
你是在为魔鬼制造精兵啊。
Then you are actually creating an army for Satan.
你得救了。
Though you may be saved.
主耶稣应该到天国门口前打你个屁股啊！你那个小孩给我放到哪里去了？
And if you were to enter into the heavenly gates, Lord Jesus would probably spank you for raising such a horrible child.
我们看《使徒行传》十三章三十六节。
Let's turn to Acts 13 verse 36.
大卫十三章三十六节。
Acts 13 verse 36.
我们想大卫，已经想说他是勇敢英明的国王。
When we think of David, we think of a king that was brave, courageous.
好厉害，一个石头打死一个巨人。
And very capable that he could kill a giant, slay a giant with one stone.
他一生最后给他一个评论是什么呢？
But what was the his evaluation of David at the end of his life?
大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意。
When David was on the earth, he followed according to God's commandments.
就睡了。
And he rested.
另外一个翻译就说，按着神的旨意服侍了他那一世的人，就睡了。三十六节，请你念一下，十三章三十六节。
Chapter 13, verse 36. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep. Was buried with his fathers and saw a corruption.
他服侍了他那一世的人。
So he has served his own generation.
但是这个服侍不是说以我的意愿来服侍哦。
But this service was not by his own will.
不是他有一个梦而他的梦完成了。
It wasn't because he had a dream to fulfill.
美国人最会梦了。
Americans love to dream.
这歌也很多，这歌嘛，我有一个梦呐。
And many these dreams inspired lyrics of many songs.
那你拼命了。
And when you strive and work hard.
西部这里以前都是西部来的嘛，都是东部来的呢。Always 都是一个梦，黄金梦。
And one of the American dreams was going west, which is where all the gold was.
这是美国精神。
This is the American pioneer spirit.
那你梦完成了。
And when you have achieved, fulfilled that dream,
你伟大了。
And you are a great person.
大家也跟你敬个礼了。
And everyone shall show you respect.
你们现在这个总统啊，就应该说我们了哈，也不是我说我们的不对啊。
And our
这个我就没有办法跟你同理心了，怎么同理法？不一样的那个世界怎么同理啊？有时候同理心实在有够没有道理啊。你们不是在讲同理心吗？有时候是很没有道理的，讲的人可能我 也会回去想一想，其实没这回事啊，骗人。好， 好了，他一当总统的时候
，So our president once he was inaugurated，
你们有没有看过他的一本书啊？那佩佩哥那么厚
if you read,
我的梦成真了、啊，有没有
？If you read one of his books, which
你们没有读啊
？Which was Dreams from My Father， it was a very thick paper hardcover book。
我们在教会里面服侍绝对不能有梦的。
When we're serving in the church, we can't have our own dream.
除非神给你异梦。
Unless God gives us the divine dream.
每个人一个梦。
Everyone has a dream.
每一个人一个理想。
Everyone has their own ideal.
带到教会来，整个教会乱。
But when they bring it all together to church, the church can become chaotic.
越多人有梦，越多人那个这个教会越乱。
The more people that have their own dreams, the more that's brought together.The more chaotic the church, the house of God will be.
有什么梦呢?
What kind of dreams do you have?
除非是异梦。
Unless it's a spiritual or a divine dream.
哎，神给的。
That's given by God.
如果你自己的梦，那有时候是晚上尿急啦，做了一个尿急的梦啊。
And if it's your own dream at night, perhaps because you have to use the restroom.
真的，有时候尿急会闷闷的。
It's true that when we have to use the restroom at night, sometimes it may lead us into.
你把尿急的闷带到教会来，教会不乱才怪。
And if you bring these kind of dreams to church, of course the church will become chaotic.
你看大卫。
But look at David.
他当国王。
He became the king.
完成了神给他要达到的那个应许地的这个大功。
And he completed this great work.Completing the promised land.
圣经说是遵行了神的旨意。
The Bible records that he followed the commandments of God.
每个人如果遵行神的旨意，每个人如果遵行神的旨意，
if everyone followed the instruction and the commands of God,
就不用在那边协调说啊，要同心，要同行。大家都跟耶稣走，大家都遵照神的旨意，哪里有什么同心同行？我跟你同心，你跟我同行啊，没这回事。
We don't have to make any agreements with each other to work cooperatively because we will all be walking with the Lord Jesus.
我们一般在讲那个夫妻也一样啊。
We talk about husband and wife is the same kind of scenario.
教会里面这两个都是好人，你如果个别跟他们相处，这两个实在天下没有这么好的人啊。
They would say that, well, if you were to meet spend time with the husband or the wife by themselves, they're very good people, and there's not so many good people like them in the world.
他们就合不起来。
But when they get together, they cannot coexist.
因为他们每个人都做一个梦啊。
Because they each have their own dream and ideal.
虽然睡一张床啊。
Although they're on the same bed.
这不是同床异梦吗？
But they share different dreams.
你再怎么协调不好的。
No matter what kind of what kind of agreement you try to put
in place. 所以才有家家有本难难念的经嘛。
So
每个家都有一些难过的事嘛。
And so every house has their own kind of pain.
你把这两个人，你怎么讲都没有用的了。
So no matter how you try to persuade them, it's of no use.
有时候越讲越难过。
Sometimes the more you try, the worse they feel.
辅导越扶越倒啊。
The more you try to counsel them, the worse the situation becomes.
如果他们两个都在主里面，
but if both the husband and the wife are in the Lord,
自然就合一了嘛。
Then naturally, the two will become one.
你两个一直把它拉起来，没有办法的。两个都到神那边就好了。
And it's hard for us to try to pull them together, but rather they need to both be drawn near together by drawing near to God.
我们神给我们在一生一定有给我们的功课。
God has entrusted us with an assignment, each of us.
有一天我们要走世人必走的路。
And one day we shall also go the way of all the earth.
当我们讲最后一句话的时候。
And when we are to utter our final words.
你是感谢的呢？
Is it one of thanksgiving?
还是眼睛闭不了？
Or is it one where we are unable to shut our eyes after death?
神跟雅各说
，God said to Jacob，
你下埃及吧
，Go down to Egypt。
我要叫约瑟的手放在你的眼睛上
，And I shall place the Joseph's hand on to your eyes。
你的生命有传承
，And your life shall be passed on。
你可以安然去世
，And you can pass away in peace.
创世纪四十九章最后一节，我们看到雅各最后把他的脚受在床上。
In Genesis chapter 49, in the last verse, we see that Jacob breathed his last and threw his feet up onto his bed.
我们当我们走世人当走的路必走的路的时候，
so when we walk going this way of all the earth,
我们能够眼睛闭起来。
We are able to close our eyes at the end.
脚守在床上。
And draw our feet up into the bed.
我们唱诗352首。
Let us sing hymn 352.